Happy New Year 2017, loyal listener of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. I hope you had great holidays, that you were spoiled with love, with gifts, with lots of food, with the presence of your loved ones, with all that you wished for. And since we're beginning the year, well, I just hope that you're going to crush it again this year in 2017, and that you will evolve as a person, as an online business owner, as whatever you want to become. And yeah, speaking of which, let me spoil you in my way by sending you on marketingtocrushyourcompetitors.com/free ebook, and you'll get your free ebook on how to use podcasting as a marketing weapon. So just jump there, marketingtocrushyourcompetitors.com/free ebook, and get how to use podcasting as a marketing weapon. Okay, so let's do this again for another year. Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, episode 231.
This is the place where successful entrepreneurs share their hustle to get where they are today. Discover how not taking no for an answer led them to achieve their goals. Learn about who inspired them and how they use marketing to crush it in their business. Get financial, spiritual, emotional, and physical tips that are working for them right now. This is the Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Here's Fabienne Raphael.
This week I interviewed Germany Kant, and Germany is called the Hope Guru, and it's not for no reason. After listening to this interview, you will feel inspired, you will feel at peace with yourself, and you will feel that anything is possible. It's funny because we hear a lot of times that we should focus on one thing at a time in order to succeed at it, and then we can expand into other areas of our lives. But Germany has chosen to really embrace all the facets of her personality, talent, and potential to embrace several things and be successful at them all. So she'll explain that during the interview. And yeah, it's just a great way to start 2017 with Germany. So listen to it all, and I'll see you at the back end. What's up, All-Star team? Welcome to another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Today, I'm thrilled to speak to Germany Kant. Germany is a social media influencer, a mentor, a personal development coach, consultant, and author. She's inspiring, intuitive, and is the Hope Guru. She's a dynamic and charismatic speaker, passionate about helping others grow into their full potential. She's also a former expert on motivating others. She leverages her coaching, consulting, and corporate experience to help clients eliminate fear, maximize happiness, and soar to new heights of joy and fulfillment in their lives. Germany has also been featured on some of the world's most leading networks. So I'm so excited to have you on the show, Germany. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored. I am honored and humbled.
Okay.
And so I just want to say congratulations to you on all that you're doing, because you are creating quite a force in everything. So congratulations, and let's move forward together with positivity and joy, just spreading light to the world.
Thank you so much for your nice words. And I felt like starting this conversation with something I read on your website, because it's written that you are known to never meet a stranger and can strike up a conversation with anyone. So what would you say from your point of view are the key elements to a memorable conversation? Because right now there are a lot of introverts listening to my show, people that are afraid to express their voice or looking for it to find their true mission. So what would be their starting point for a memorable conversation?
Just trust your own capacity to succeed. I would say that it's important to surrender to your own inner wisdom and allow that inner joy to you know, come forward and just be a positive example. Even if you are a soft-spoken example, you still have something that's valuable to someone else. And everybody wants to be happy and live a happy life and have a peaceful mind, but we have to produce peace of mind through our own practice. So I think it's important for everybody to cultivate the quality of being interesting so that people will want to come around you because you have something that is a stimulating value about you where they will want to associate themselves with you. So introverts, extroverts, everybody has something to give, and we are all in a position of authority that we can be an example to others.
It's funny because you're saying that, and I'm thinking about a client of mine who I spoke to this week, and she was about to conduct a webinar, and she was really stressed about it because it was her first experience. And I remember I said to her, well, try to just think about the people you serve. Don't make it all about you, but make it all about what you bring to the table and how much you will help those people listening to your webinar and how much value you would give to the world. So therefore, the pressure was off her shoulders instead of thinking about, wait a minute, I'm so stressed about my message. But it was like how I can help others. And that's exactly what you...
That was great advice. I'm just thinking like, wow, that was such good advice to give her because you encouraged her in that moment. You gave her the torch and say, hey, here you go. You know, it's not about you. It's about being a light to others, to being an example. And I think the main thing that everybody has to think about is that, or consider, nobody is a natural. You know, you work hard to get good, and then you work hard to get even better at that. But you have to give things a chance to happen, and eventually all things will fall into place. But until then, you have to laugh at the confusion and live for the moments and just know that everything is going to happen, and it happens for a reason in its own time.
Yeah, and would you give, let's say, an advice to people that are, because as entrepreneurs, we are always impatient for things to happen, right? So impatient to find our mission, impatient to make money, impatient to launch things, or like what advice would you give to people that are kind of like thinking about it and not sure it will happen for them?
You know, it's an involved process, and you have to create that experience. You may feel in that moment that you're not getting where you want to be, and you may get discouraged, but you have to feel as though you are just as capable as the next person, and you have to rewire your brain. And this is hard to do, but trust me, once you start to do that, the right mindset will eventually lead you to success, because attitude is everything, and it's how you redirect your life. And once you rewire your brain for higher consciousness by paying attention to what you love, what your compassion is, what your purpose is, how you value the world, and what you can bring to the world in that space, you become better and more successful. And successful is just an interpersonal thing. You can't judge yourself by somebody else's success. You can't take your chapter 20 and put it up against somebody else's chapter 1, because you don't know what else that person has gone through that has allowed them to grow to get to where they are. So just be confident in what you bring to the table and believe in yourself. That is the biggest thing. Just believe that you can do it.
And since we're talking about like things that are from, let's say, a mindset standpoint, I know that you do that. You're a coach and you help people with their mindset and personal development. I know that you've written a series of books on Amazon called the Hope Handbook Series. So I'm curious to know how much of help did these books do to your consulting career as a mindset coach? How much did it help you?
You know, the Hope Handbook series came as a result of writing out tweets and people saying, you know, Germany, I really like the message that you're putting out. And I think the biggest thing that I would say to anybody as far as hope and just being in the space of creating your own destiny is one of my favorite quotes, and I want to share this with your listeners. Bloom where you're planted. And I love that quote because the responsibility is that you have to take the space where you are, no matter what time it is, and you have to shine in that space. and know that you can make a difference in that space. And you have to become valuable, you know, when it's necessary, and make yourself valuable by using your inherent gifts to help humanity and reach out and help other people and be a light. That's the one thing. If I can't stress anything else right now, it's just to make sure you are being a light. Because once you develop a purpose in your life and you realize that you have passion for what you're doing, then that makes you more valuable, because there are so many people out there that don't have purpose. They don't know what they're doing. They don't aspire to do anything greater than where they are. They're so unhappy. And if they just realize that if you don't chase money and you chase what it is you're interested in. I get so choked up every time I talk about this, because so many clients, you know, they want to chase money, things, and it's not about that. It's not about things. It's not about money, cars, homes. I talk to so many people that have everything, and they're miserable. They have nothing inside. They have nothing to give, because they are chasing things that don't matter. So once your life starts to matter, that's when you've arrived, and it's all about purpose. Everything, you have to live on purpose.
And other than the Hope Handbook series, I know that you wrote a book called You Are What You Tweet. And I love that sentence. I just want you to explain, like, first of all, how did you come up with this? And explain what you mean, You Are What You Tweet.
You Are What You Tweet is so, it really is close to my heart, because I became interested in Twitter back in 2012. And, you know, I had a fascination to Twitter that, oh, you can write something in 140 characters and, you know, get on and get off. It wasn't as confined or, you know, time-consuming as, you know, some of the other sites, and I won't name them because, you know, we're talking about Twitter, which is something that I love. But, you know, one of the biggest challenges, I think, for me with just doing the whole Twitter space was finding direction. And I think Twitter can be very overwhelming at first, but for those who are willing to implement a few tips and tactics, it can really soon be a very resourceful and rewarding experience. And just having that book has just been so eye-opening to me, just some of the comments that I've gotten from people who have written, listened to the writing, and just followed along. And I think it's just been a source of wisdom and support to people interested in increasing their online authority. And I'm just happy about it. You know, it's about Twitter power, I would say. Some people have asked me, how did I get started on Twitter and how did I build an audience? And I thought that it was helpful to put together all of that information. And I've shared it in that book and everything that I've learned, with hopes that it might help many more people discover their Twitter power.
And what would you advise people tweet, and what shouldn't they tweet, actually?
Don't tweet anything that you would not want your grandmother to read. How about that? No, but I think, you know, Twitter is about becoming social media savvy. So you have to understand that the internet in itself, especially Twitter, is a business. And you should tweet your Twitter profile like your business card. And anything that you post on social media, you should really be mindful that it's reaching a global audience. So you have to be concerned with your image. And posting things on the internet can be incredibly useful or seriously harmful, as we've learned, you know, just through this past election cycle, some of the things that, you know, comments people have made that have cost them their jobs. And you just cannot go on Twitter and rant. And you have to have a purpose, I feel like, when you go on Twitter, when you go on all social media sites, you know, whatever they are, you just really need to be concerned with your platform and ask yourself, is this helping me to build a platform? You know, what are the goals that I have for myself online? And then you have to think of yourself as a brand, because your character is your destiny when you're on the internet, and people are watching what you put out there. And it is just so funny to me to watch sometimes things that people will say, you know, athletes and, you know, recruits, and as a past human resources recruiter, I know firsthand that you go on the internet and you search people. You know, you don't just call them in. You want to find out what else they're doing. And so you have to be concerned with that as a business and know that you are what you tweet. Mm-hmm. You are, and you're going to be held to it. You will be held to it. It's a social responsibility.
And how do you...
Once you post a message, it's there. Once you... that, let me say this. Once you post a message, it's there for all to see. And it could be retweeted before you have a chance to delete it. So if later you have second thoughts about your tweet, you can't go back and take it away. So it's always good to think before you tweet. And I always just tell people, you should always ask yourself these questions. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? If not, just let it be left unsaid.
Mm-hmm. And what about getting business on Twitter? Because I know people, some people are very fond of the platform and love it because you could follow anybody and you have a certain amount of contact to anyone. So you could send a private message to anyone who follows you back. Some people use it for research. Some people use it to actually get more clients. What would be, let's say, if you would give one or two strategies for someone wanting to build their brand, build their business, and try to reach out to potential clients on Twitter?
The biggest thing I would say is to try to connect with people who are doing some of the things that you're doing. I would say the biggest thing is to just describe yourself as you really are. Like, that's the key thing. I mean, like, who you really are from behind the computer. You know, what are your beliefs? What are your thoughts, your visions? And let these things take flight as you begin to grow your platform, because those are the types of people who are going to be attracted to you, the type of people that you're saying that you are. And you want people in your network who are able to connect with you in a way that you guys can build something together, because these are the people that are going to be retweeting or favoring things that you say and promoting basically your message. So that's the most important thing I would say, to just be true to who you are once you first go onto social media and build your brand around the things that you enjoy. And this way it's not a facade. That's who you really are from behind the computer. And then the other thing I would say is to just know your target audience. You know, who is it that you're trying to connect with? Because there are readers all over the world that are watching the internet. And if you are not serious about connecting with the right people, then you're going to waste a lot of time. So the key is just to be who you are. And I'm sure everybody listening, there is something quite interesting about you. So create your own reality. And I'm very passionate about living a life on purpose. You've probably kind of gotten that already. But I think that I think that that is so important. Like, that is the most important thing. If a person is looking to do some self-evaluation, I think the most important thing is to live your life on purpose. Make sure that you're building something that you can be proud of. Speak your truth. You know, everybody has something that they can do that they bring to the space. Take charge of your life. You have the power to do that. And Twitter is a powerful medium for you to connect with other people who are just like you. Just like you. Look at us. I mean, you tend to gravitate towards people who are speaking the same language that you're speaking. It's just like a relationship. Mm-hmm. You want to be connected with somebody that is going to bring something into your life, you know, something that will allow you to be better. So find something positive in your life, and at the end of the day, feel comfortable about what you're putting out, and know that in due time, all of those things can help you to embrace your individuality, but it can also help you to link up with some of the most powerful people in the world.
Mm. And speaking of which, there's a question I wanted to ask you about Exactly, like really expressing your whole self, because obviously you are a person of many talents and you've touched a lot of things and you still do, and that's who you are and that's your brand. So you do a ton of different things, modeling, acting, you're speaking, you're an author, we talked about that, you've been on several red carpets. So I know that in business, sometimes people are, let's say, they are advised to focus on just one area and go deep into that one and then expand into other things if things work in that one area. But that has not been your strategy. So please give me your opinion on embracing several things at the same time and still be able to own your brand and be who you are and be successful in those many aspects. I know it's a long question, but let's hope you get it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you have to be multifaceted. Why? Because one thing can fade out. So what do you have to lean back on? If you just let one thing drive you and be the only thing that you're working on, then if that thing falls to pieces, you have nothing else going. Each one of us are multifaceted individuals. Each one of us. You may not think so, but everybody listening, if you take the time and write down five things that you're interested in, then you will see, wow, I know how to do this. I paint, I craft, I know how to do this. You know, you just don't realize it until you start to write it down. And that's why having a platform like Twitter is so important, because it actually helps you to kind of get things out of your system as you're writing, like tweeting about what you like. You yeah. start to learn more. Seriously, this works. This is all in the book. It works. It works. It worked for me. And trust me, if I can sit down long enough to come together and put these things in one book, I know that other people can do it. It's just a matter of really taking the time to find out who you are. And once you find out who you are, you'll be able to help so many other people with doing that. And, you know, I think it was Bill Gates that said, the internet is becoming the town square for the global village of tomorrow. What you have to understand is we're living in a global society. Everything now, look at the companies, everything is global. We have a global outreach, your program. You know, just being in the space of having the internet. When I was growing up, there was no internet. So this is so valuable now to have a platform such as this where you can really make a difference in the lives of so many people all across the globe. And one of the things that I always tell people, and I think, you know, my grandmother, she taught me this. She lived to be 93 years old. She said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. She would always say that. And girlfriend had so many things going on, you couldn't keep up with her. She had so many things. So you have to make sure that you're doing, whether it's volunteering, and I love volunteering. I give a lot. I really like to get out there and mingle with people and just see how I can be a vessel of hope. And I think once you start to realize what your potential is, that helps you with the mindset that we talked about earlier. And let me tell you this, you will not reach success if you don't have the right mindset. Mm. It won't happen.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It just won't happen. Sure. Every visionary, every entrepreneur, every business advisor, every digital marketing strategist, everybody will tell you it's about having the right mindset. And with that, you hear people say that they're a serial entrepreneur. Don't you hear that often in your line of work?
Yeah.
People will they'll say, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Well, what does that mean? That means that you have a lot of different things going at one time. So I try to keep things going, a lot of different things, but at the same time, I love balance. And one of the things that helps me to stay grounded and to have that balance is writing. And I've always loved writing and reading. So mm-hmm. I take time for myself. And that's a big thing that people have to be concerned with, just mindfulness and just being concerned with your mental health. Because if you get it all and you lose it all, you're going to lose your mind.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So totally you have to nurture your mind along the way. And that way, if you lose it all with all the different things you're working on, then you'll still have your mind. Mm-hmm. You'll still have peace. You'll have that peace that suppresses all understanding. Mm. You'll have it.
And I love the way you express it in a way that it's okay for you to embrace all these different opportunities, but they're all part of who you are, and you still have that balance. As you say, you take time for yourself and you write down stuff and you journal probably, which helps you, I mean, be grounded and grateful, I guess, for everything that's going on in your life now.
Absolutely. Gratitude is everything.
Before I let you go, because I mean, I feel that we could have a conversation for like an extra hour here, but I want to know if, let's say, you would give either a life lesson or a business lesson to your 16-year-old self, what would it be, and what have you learned through your journey that you would tell your 16-year-old self that you didn't know at that time?
I would definitely say that life is about learning, growing, giving, sharing, and loving ourselves into a state of unconditional, peaceful acceptance, because that's one thing I think I struggled with early on, just not accepting that it was okay to be a multifaceted person, not mm-hmm. being locked into a box. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are so many people that criticize me early on for not targeting one thing, that you have to be this or you have to be that, mm-hmm. and you can't be all of this. And, you know, that's why it's so humbling now to be all of those things, to say you can't limit yourself, because you can do it. You can do whatever you put your mind to. And so that's certainly one of the things that I would say, just looking back, you know, that just about the learning and the growing and the acceptance. And I think most importantly, I would say that, you know, life is a continuous spiral of questions to be answered and lessons to be learned. I don't know everything. My bio is still being written. And I am constantly, you know, editing my bio and constantly evolving into a better version of my true self.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could say anything to anybody, anywhere that's listening, that would be one of my favorite quotes, and it's one of my own, and that is, be positive, stay happy, and don't let the negativity of the world get you down.
Because we know there's a lot of negativity around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. You have to be positive. And in everything, see the good. Try to recognize that there is some good in your life, always. And that will help you in business. It will help you in every single space of your life.
So if people want to connect with you and know more about you, Germany, where should they go online?
GermanyKent.com. And they can pick up the book at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Thank you so much for such a peaceful conversation.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Having that moment where, of reflection, where you learn to appreciate things.
I think it would be a great way to start the year, too. Probably, of course, the episode is not live, but you'll probably be published at the beginning of January, because I think it's a great way to kick off 2017.
Oh, wow. That is such an honor. Bringing in 2017 with the right attitude, the right mindset. Get your mind right. Yeah. Focus on what's possible. How about that?
Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciated it.
Thank you so much. This has been a highlight of my day. My heart is just right now like, wow, it's great. It's great with like-minded people.
I told you this one was good and very peaceful. And I love the reaction that she had when I told her she was going to be the first episode of the year, because it's a great way to kick it off. Anyways, if you enjoy this show, please go on iTunes right now and leave a 5-star rating and review, because when you do that, people find us easier and it's very good for the show, and it keeps me going. Actually, I don't necessarily need those all those 5-star reviews to keep me going, but it gives me an extra boost, let's say. I really appreciate each and every one of you, and as I said at the beginning, 2017 is another year, so it's another opportunity for you to kick it strongly, right, and crush it the whole year in your business, and of course evolve as a person as an online business owner. So yeah, take care of yourselves, start the year strong, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Take care, right?